I'm just bothered by a lot of the dialogue about the West Side, that everybody keeps talking about the West Side. It's because most people spend so much time talking about what the West Side used to be. Mm-hmm. I've watched a couple documentaries about the West Side, and I've seen some people who they've interviewed, and they've made comments about, the West Side ain't what it used to be, and this is a shame about the West Side. But I've never seen any of those people come back and do a doggone thing, not bring one penny to the West Side, you know, not come to a city council meeting or a county commission meeting to raise one question about how can we. This is a take situation. Being an elected official, being a member of that city council, was probably one of the toughest jobs, because you're one vote. And trying to get people to come out and help you fight on certain issues. See, we are the West Side is not going to ever look like Summerlin and Green Valley, because we have too many issues. When you look at West Las Vegas and you look at how many of them dirt lots, you got property owner A who owned this one. Mm-hmm. Right 10 feet away, property owner B owns that one. Mm-hmm. C, D, E, and so on. Well, what if the first three want to get together and link their properties together? Well, then you got two to three other ones. Don't touch my property. I'm saving my property to pass on to my kids, which is fine. But then you turn around, don't pay your taxes on your property, and then it gets taken from you. The county owns it. They auction it off. Some out-of-state person comes in and purchases it. Instead of us assembling parcels, get enough of them assembled where we can build something, where we can say, all right, now we have like 20, 30 acres over here in West Las Vegas. Let's will and deal City of Las Vegas. Let's will and deal Clark County. Let's go. Nobody going to come and invest over there with one parcel here, and then you got a church in the middle of it here, and then you got a, you got to fight. I mean, when I first set out to widen Martin Luther King Boulevard, that was like pulling wisdom teeth that didn't exist.
Why?
Ricky Barlow will tell you. He came in after I left and came here and brought up the rear. And thank God, you know, Ricky finished that project and it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I had the front end of it. We're going to those property. I mean, we walked those businesses on the east side. We had to hit those property owners, Bonanza Village on the west side, and Lord have mercy, it wasn't an easy task. My vision was I wanted to have one of the most beautiful Martin Luther Kings in the nation. That was my vision. Does it look beautiful? It does. It doesn't look like what I want it to look like, but I like what it looks like. But it was hard. You got them dirt lots right there on Martin Luther King right now. Something can be done there. But because you got property owners that don't want to play, what do you do? Nobody politically wants to come in and enforce eminent domain. It's political suicide.
Exactly.